It's 8:56 and 25 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets this morning. We go to Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Kind of a mixed day yesterday, Bill. What are we seeing so far on this Friday?
Well, we're a little bit higher. We're getting back a little bit of what we lost yesterday in the soybeans and corn both here. Right now, we have March corn at 354 and three quarters. That's up 1 1/4. The new crop corn is at 384 and a half. That's up 1 1/4. The January beans are at 1030. That's up 3 cents. And the November of next year beans are at 1016. That's up 2 3/4. We have the March wheat at 406 and a quarter. That's down a couple. So we're getting back a little bit of what we lost there in the soybean market yesterday, but not a huge portion of it. We do have a report out here at 11 o'clock a.m. this morning. Our outside market today, we have the gold down, the equities, the NASDAQ and the Dow are both up. NASDAQ's up 20, the Dow's up about 17. The dollar's a little bit higher. It's been weaker here most of the week. So not a lot of influence here, not a lot of activity right now, to be quite honest with you. Probably waiting somewhat for the report. On the report at 11 o'clock, it's usually not a big report because they typically – or they don't have a new production number. The production number isn't refigured until the January report. So everybody's pretty much expecting the corn carryout to be up just a little bit, bean carryout to be down just slightly because of maybe a little bit better demand, and the wheat pretty much to stay steady. So not any big changes, maybe a little bit bigger change in the world wheat side of things may be the thing that most of the trade's watching. Yesterday we did see the beans trade lower, and we tried the last week's lows, and that held so far. Might be a place if you sold some beans last week to come back in and try to buy some calls back on them or something like that. But if we can't hold that 1022, we could take it all the way down to that 975 mark. On the corn side of things, we went down to 350 or so there on the board, and the next test would be about 345. 350 is still the key area on the March corn futures. So with that, Brian, that pretty much takes care of things here today.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. And a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy skies, a chance of flurries this morning and a high of 22 degrees. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Actually, that high looks like it'll be a little bit warmer, at least right here in town. We're already up at 25 degrees this morning. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 18. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. A 20% chance of snow in the afternoon with a high of 28 degrees. And a reminder for those of you who listen to WILL for the ag programming, we are in our year-end radio fund drive. Show your support right now for WILL's ag programming at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Your gift makes a big difference to what we can provide for you with agricultural programming. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 25 degrees at 9 o'clock.